Track number one. So you want to learn to play the fife. I'm Ed Boyle, and that's exactly what I'm going to help you to do. It'll be just like having a teacher standing right beside you. I hope you have read the tutorial book up to this point, because there's a lot of useful information there. You'll notice that the first two tracks of the CD are quite separate from the remainder of the course. There is a reason for this. The first two lessons are considered by many to actually be the most difficult of all. I want you to practice them many times over for the next few days while you read on in the book. That will provide enough time for you to begin to strengthen your embouchure, or your lip. This is the way we describe the muscles around your mouth. The art of tonguing is difficult to describe in writing. If you've attempted to move sugar, salt, or flour as described in the book, you may have some idea of what it's like. It sounds like this. Now hold your fife between your thumbs and forefingers the way it's shown in the book, and press it against your lower lip. Stick out your tongue and feel the blowhole with the tip of your tongue. You should have the blowhole pretty well centered against your lips. Tongue a note. It should sound like this. No, you probably aren't going to get that right away. That note is a low C sharp. Try repeatedly while making different adjustments. Move the blowhole up a little bit against your lower lip. If that doesn't work, move it down. Try rotating the fife toward you and away from you. Try every combination that you can, and eventually you'll find a position where it does play clearly. The note should sound like this. Now, once you can get a clear sound, tongue a little bit harder to get the middle C sharp. That sounds like this. I don't mean to blow harder. You tongue harder. It's only necessary to tongue hard to get the note started. Once you have the sound, you can ease off on the intensity, because you don't want to run out of air. Now, once you get the middle C sharp clear, alternate back and forth between the two. That's the end of track number one. If you'd like to learn more about the tutorial, just click on the fife.